Lab, and it's about not only, you know, outwardly, but inwardly as well. So tell us a little bit about your inspiration in starting Fit Moms of Philly, and how long ago did you start?
So I have always been pretty active. Played three sports in high school, went through college, stayed active, and always kind of found that women gravitated towards working out with me, coming to my fitness events. And so within working with a men's fitness company, I kind of wanted to branch off after I had my daughter, and I started to realize that there was really a market there to help women to get in shape and to learn how to be a little bit more knowledgeable about staying healthy.
Yeah, because it's a balancing act. You know, you have work, you have family, you have the kids, and then you have yourself and your social life. And how do I fit in fitness and wellness every single day? So if you are able to give moms a few tips on how to fit in working out, some type of fitness, some type of activity to where they can start being more fit, what would your tips be?
So my tip and what I've done, because I am a working mom, I do have a full-time job as well as my fitness company. My number one tip would be to schedule yourself out. I actually have a timer on my phone. I have a timer that goes off and I work out at my desk. And I fit it in throughout the day because, you know, most times I'm sitting for maybe 8 hours a day before I actually go to my fitness classes, before I teach my fitness classes. So I would say scheduling and fitness, actually putting in your calendar, putting into your daily calendar, your daily schedule, putting in some type of, I do have an app out there. And so I put workouts on there that you can do at your desk. And so that has been something that a lot of people have enjoyed. And so, you know, that would be my number one tip.
Fit it in where you can get it in.
Absolutely. You have to.
Yeah. One thing that I do is I have my sneakers in the car at all times. And as soon as I get home, I put them on. I don't even walk into the house yet.
Yeah.
I just start walking.
Yeah.
For the last 2 months I've been doing that, it's been working out pretty cool. Now it's getting, you know, darker early. So I really have to push myself to get out of work early. But you know what? It's like you said, scheduling time for yourself to partake in fitness. It's so important.
I also think another thing is a lot of people spend time maybe watching TV, commercials, during commercials, commercial breaks. You know, maybe doing some squats, maybe, you know, doing some push-ups, something in between that time, rather than just sitting there.
Yeah.
So just finding that perfect time or fitting it into your schedule absolutely is what works.
So what has been your best success story you've heard so far since you started Fit Moms of Philly and getting women fit and getting working moms fit?
I use this particular person every time because she's been my inspiration, and she doesn't even really realize how much she inspires me when I see her and when she comes to my classes. But her name is Miss Stephanie. She actually started with us. Stephanie started with us at the very beginning, and she's been with us through the ups and downs, and you know, sometimes when she's been the only one there working out. She started out not really being able to finish the workouts, and we talk about this all the time.
Yeah.
You know, she came in and she wasn't discouraged. She continued to come every single day. She was faithful with coming to, you know, our fitness classes every single day. And Miss Stephanie's now at a point where she's encouraging other people to come.
Yay.
She's finishing her workouts. She's seeing the changes in her body. She's just talking to me about the energy that she has throughout the day. And you can just see a complete change in her entire attitude towards fitness.
What an inspiration, Miss Stephanie. You go, girl. I'm rooting for you. How can one be a part of your Fit Moms of Philly classes? Do you have to be a mom to join? How does it work?
So we do have a focus on moms, of course. Because this started because I have a daughter. Her name is Ray. She's 2 years old.
She's adorable.
Thank you. And she keeps me on my toes. My classes are geared towards mom, but geared towards all women, because at some point, you know, we might be moms. And it's important. I think I like to stress to women the importance of fitness before having kids, right? It's a lifestyle that you live before you have kids, because it's a little bit harder to maintain that once your schedule is packed, you know, with changing diapers and going to work and making sure that you're scheduling time to be a mom and then to put fitness in there.
So how can one find you online to get connected with you and, you know, you become their accountability partner?
Yeah, so you can find me at Fit Moms of Philly on Instagram, fitmomsofphilly.com.
Okay.
My personal page is Dilly, D-I-L-L-Y, Roman.
Yay.
And I always actually have women that come on my personal page and they're just like, Delissa, you know, you know, I would love for you to be my accountability partner, and I don't mind doing that. I find the time to make sure that I'm catering to each person. Although we do group fitness, and we don't necessarily focus on personal training, I think that women strive in that atmosphere is awesome. And you can always find me, you know, on Instagram, Facebook, Fit Moms of Philly.
Yay.
Yeah.
Well, thank you so much for coming on the show today. And thank you so much, Delissa, for all that you do to keep women fit. Sometimes it feels like a burden when you're trying to get out there and you're trying to work out. You do one sit up and you're like, oh, I can't anymore. But hey, Delissa is here to let you know to keep striving, keep trying, and to follow her on Instagram. And thank you once again, because without you being a motivation for many, because there's so many women that are just scrolling through your page.
Yeah.
And you just don't know the inspiration that you are to them. So continue to be that light, girl.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Much love.
Thanks.